And we're back. Next, let's search for some newsgroup articles. Go to the very end of this page by pressing the End key on your keyboard. When you search from the InfoSeek page, you have a few more options. This box lets you pick certain areas of the Internet to search. Please click the drop-down button. Choosing the Usenet Newsgroups item tells InfoSeek to find news articles within newsgroups. It doesn't actually search for the newsgroups themselves. I'll highlight it, then you click it. Okay, what should we search for? I've just taken up woodworking and I'd like to get connected with other carvers. First, I'll clear out the American Stock Exchange entry. Now you type woodworking and then click the Seek Now button. Again, the 10 most relevant articles are listed first. Press your page down key twice. This link takes you directly to the article. This part shows the first few sentences of the article to give you the general idea of what it's about. Here is the newsgroup posting the article. Other related newsgroups might also be listed. By the way, the email addresses of people posting these articles have been changed just as they were during the newsgroups lesson. Let's look at this article. Please click its link. Here's the top of the article. Notice that it appears inside Explorer's web browser instead of its news window. All links within InfoSeek are displayed inside the web browser. Clicking the newsgroup name here displays a list of the most recent articles posted to that newsgroup. It also displays InfoSeek's search box in case you want to search for specific articles within that newsgroup. Now scroll down a page. The content of the article appears down here. Look it over if you want, and then return to Explorer's search page by clicking its button in the toolbar.